Father, thank you for your call and anointing upon me to minister your word. And I don't go in my own power, but I rest in you. I rest in you, Lord. And we're going to give you, dear Lord, all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, shout amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Turn to Proverbs chapter 4. Now, last week, and maybe week before last too, if I'm not mistaken, I've been ministering to you about asking God. You know, if we need anything, you know, we ought to ask God for it. Amen. And I won't go through all that again, but we talked about the fact that we are co-laborers with God, and so, you know, we can freely ask Him for whatever we need to get the job done that He's called us to do. Not only that, in the process, He'll meet our needs as well. Praise God. And so last week, though, I ministered to you about asking God for wisdom. And so I want to continue along those lines here this evening. If there's anything the body of Christ needs today in this time that we're living in now, it is wisdom. It is wisdom. So in Proverbs chapter 4, I'm just going to read to you one verse for the sake of time. It said in verse 7, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, it says, wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the principal thing. Say that again. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. You see that? And it goes on to say, and in all you're getting, get understanding. Amen. Now, they have it on the screen here from the New King James Version of the Bible. So I want us to read it together, and you can just look up at the screen because you may have the regular King James or whatever. But look up at the screen, and let's read this together. And I want you to get this in your spirit. Come on, let's read it together. One, two, three. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get understanding. Amen. That's not even an option, is it? That's a command. Get wisdom. Get understanding. In the time we're living in, the atmosphere, so to speak, that we are living in, believers, you better have some wisdom. You better have some wisdom. You gotta have some wisdom. Amen. Glory to God. Well, I said I was going to read just one verse, but I think I'm going to back up to verse 5 because this is so good. It says, get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget, nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Whose mouth? Whose mouth? God's mouth. Let me read it again. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget or turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will do what? Say what? Y'all still out there, ain't you? Amen. Do not forsake her, this is wisdom, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. And then we're back to verse 7 where it says, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and in all thy getting get understanding. And verse 8 say, exalt her, and she will do what? She will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You need the units turned up some more? Hallelujah. All right. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. So you're still here with me. Now, we read, let's go back there again. We read this last week, Book of James. Book of James. James chapter 1. Verse 5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given him. Now, I'm coming back to James a little bit later, but I want each of us to understand that if we need more wisdom, or if we need wisdom in a certain area, God says, ask me for it. Ask me for it. Matter of fact, he is the all-wise God. So if you need wisdom, ask me for it. Now, we're coming back, but I want to move on. Tonight, I want to talk, and hopefully I get through it. If not, maybe we'll continue it next week. But I want to talk about the application of wisdom, or applying wisdom. And I want to talk about right now three wisdom in three areas. Now, I may add to this at some point, but right now, wisdom in three areas. Number one, you can write this down. Wisdom to do the right thing, or wisdom in doing the right thing. Now, you're already in James. Just flip over to the third chapter. James, the third chapter. James, the third chapter. Drop down to verse 13. The question is asked here. Who is wise and understanding among you? Who is wise and understanding among you? So that means if the question is asked, who is wise and who is understanding among you, then it's referring then that in some cases there are folks that are not wise. Okay? Stay with me. Who is wise and understanding among you? Now, this is a wise person. Let him show by good conduct, everybody say good conduct, that his works are done in meekness, in the meekness of wisdom. Verse 14. But if you, stay with me, if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast against and lie against the truth. Let me back up and reread that. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom, notice it, this is referred to as wisdom. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. Wow. So we see right away then that there is godly wisdom and then there is worldly wisdom. Wisdom of the world, and there's the wisdom of God. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first what? Pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Now we see right here in the Word of God one of the ways that we can recognize a wise person. Remember Jesus said, we know them by their fruit. Say that again. He said, we'll know them by their fruit. People tell you anything. And you've heard me say this before, we are not to judge people, but we can watch the fruit. We are free to be fruit inspectors. Now, if you a pear tree and you're bearing rotten oranges, something is wrong. You understand what I'm saying? Something is wrong. Jesus said we will know them by their fruit. So we see right here in the Word of God how to recognize a person of wisdom. A person of wisdom. A person of wisdom first and foremost wants to do that pleases God. A person of wisdom don't want to do anything that would displease his or her Father, Heavenly Father. Are you still here with me? I mean, that's what it's telling us. Glory to God. And listen to this again. I want you to get this in your spirit. I want to read it to you again. As a matter of fact, what I want to do is read it from the New Living Translation. So put verse 13 on the board, please, from the New Living Translation, and we're just going to read right down through it. Who is wise? Oh, okay. If you are wise and understand God's ways, you see that? If you are wise and understand God's ways, you prove it by living an honorable life, doing good works with the humility that comes from what? Wisdom. Hallelujah. Verse 14. But if you are bitterly jealous and there is selfish ambition in your heart, don't cover up the truth with boasting and lying. Verse 15. For jealousy and selfishness are not God's kind of wisdom. Well, if it's not God's kind of wisdom, what kind of wisdom is it? Devil, worldly. Yeah. Such things are what? Earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. It's of the devil, like some of you said. Verse 16. For wherever there is jealousy and selfish ambition, there you will find what? An evil of every kind. We're talking about godly wisdom here tonight. Hallelujah. I want to read that one again. For wherever there is jealousy, why do we have to be jealous of one another anyway? Where they got this and they got that and blah, 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 blah. We have the same God. So what are we to do? We're to get into God's word. First of all, we need to do what the word of God says. Do some self-examining. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, it tells us that we are to judge ourselves. I call that sometimes the communion chapter. But it tells us we are to judge ourselves. It's okay to judge yourself. We're not talking about condemnation and living under condemnation. That's not what I'm talking about. But we are to judge ourselves. We are to check to make sure that we're lining up with the Word of God. I need to check to make sure, and I'm using you just as an example, but I need to check to make sure that my attitude is right with my sister. Not based on her attitude towards me. Now, this is a good sister. But not based on her attitude towards me, but my attitude towards her. Whoa. What about your attitude? A wise person checks themselves and they walk in the Word of God and live in the Word of God and refuse to have any ought whatsoever against their brothers or their sisters. After all, we're in the same family. We're in the same family. So let me read it and we need to move on. For wherever there is jealousy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder and evil of every kind. Verse 17. But the wisdom, everybody say, but the wisdom. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure. It is also peace-loving. And a peace-loving person attracts other people. They want to be around. You know, nobody wants to be around somebody with all bad attitude all the time. They're always negative. Nothing's ever going right. You don't want to be around a person like that. You pray for them, but you want to be around somebody that help pump you up and build up your faith. Amen. You can rejoice in the things of the Lord together. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure. It is also peace-loving. Everybody say gentle.
Gentle.
Say gentle.
Gentle.
Gentle at all times and willing to do what?
Yield
to others. You don't have to have your way all the time. It's my way or the highway. You're not a very wise person to take that attitude. Yield and willing to yield to others. It is full of what?
Mercy
and good deeds. It shows what?
No favoritism
and is always sincere. Hallelujah. This is God's family we're talking about. This is the wisdom of God that we are to walk in. Verse 18. And those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace Finish that.
And reap a harvest of righteousness.
Say it again.
And reap a harvest
of righteousness. Hallelujah. Listen, you can be a wise person and have very little education. I've seen some of the most educated people, I mean highly educated, but had very little to no wisdom. You know, you can quote the Word of God all you want, give verse, chapter, book, and that's okay. We need to know the Word of God. That's what I teach. You know, learn the Word of God, get to know the Word of God. But you know what? If you're not living, if you're not walking it out, that, those are just empty words. Those are just empty words. Hallelujah. Wow. I got to quit here. But turn to the book of Psalms. Matter of fact, the very first psalm. We're talking about wisdom tonight. Matter of fact, Psalm chapter 1 gives us wisdom to live by. Wisdom to live by. And I just want to read, and I may stop right after this psalm. But listen at this. Blessed is the man or woman. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Or you might can say it this way, the wisdom of the ungodly. Blessed is the man who walks not after the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. There's no godly wisdom there. Let me tell you something. Listen to me. We should always seek out godly counsel. I need to repeat that. I need to say that again. We need to always seek out godly counsel. What I mean by godly counsel, that is counsel that God approves of. That is counsel that lines up with His Word. Godly counsel. Godly counsel. So we're told not to walk and live in the counsel of the ungodly. Well, I tell you what I'd do. I'd go back over there and I'd give them a piece of my mind. I'd go back over there and I'd just tell them exactly what I thought about them. If I was you, I'd go back over there and just to go on and tell them. Tell them where they can go. See, that's ungodly counsel. That's ungodly counsel. Verse 2. This is the wise person, see. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. Or we could say it this way, in the word of the Lord. But his delight is in the word of the Lord. What is God saying? What is God saying? Are you listening? What is God? What does God say about my situation? What does God say about what I'm dealing with? What does God say about this person that has done me wrong? But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, he what? He what? Meditates day and night. I want to tell you something. You get the word of God on the inside of you, you got wisdom on the inside of you. That is, if you do the word of God. Amen. If you're not just hearers only, but doers of the word of God. Remember I told you earlier, the word of God's not going to work for you just because you know it. You got to do what you know. You got to live what you know. You got to walk out what you know. Hallelujah. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law, or you can say his word, he meditates day and night. And listen to this. I love verse 3. I love verse 3. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf does not wither. No matter what come down the pipe. Well, they say this is happening and that's going to happen and blah, 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 blah. Well, let me ask you a question. Are you a tree planted by the rivers of water, or are you sitting out in the desert somewhere? He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in its season. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody shout. Remember I told you Sunday? Brother Tony reminded me of it. Remember I told you Sunday that God has a calling on our lives and we must recognize and embrace that call? And when I say call, I'm not necessarily meaning fivefold ministry. There's a purpose for all of us. And we need to take our stand. We need to take our stand and say, God's called me to bear some fruit while I'm here on this earth. And when my season comes, I'm bearing my fruit. And the drought will not steal it. My fruit will not dry up on the vine because I am planted by rivers of living water. That's where I draw my strength from. That's where my life comes from. This word is rivers of living water that's going to keep us sustained in the days of drought. Y'all got me preaching up in here. Hallelujah. But you can't get that listening to ungodly counsel. It's got to come from the word of God. Got to stand on the word of God. You got to walk out the word of God. Whew. All right, I'm trying to finish this. So verse 3 again, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season. Say, my fruit's coming in its season. I shall bear fruit. Hallelujah. Yeah. And your season may be already here. You may be in your season right now. But I say in the name of Jesus, your season will not be cut short. Come on now. I say, and agree with me on this. I say, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, your season shall not be cut short. Hallelujah. Those of you watching the live stream, you make a decision that my season will not be cut short. Don't matter what comes down the pipe, I'm going to get in God's word. I'm going to stand on God's word. I'm going to do God's word, and I'm going to bear the fruit that he called me to bear. I'm going to produce it that he called me to bear. Glory to God. All right, I'm trying to get through verse 3 so I can get on down to verse 6 and let y'all go home. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf shall not wither, and whatever he does shall what? Why don't you say, whatever I do shall prosper? Come on, say it again. Hallelujah. Look up to heaven and lift your hand. Look up to heaven and say, whatever I do shall prosper.
Whatever I do shall prosper.
Now look down to hell and tell them, whatever I do shall prosper.
Whatever I do shall prosper.
Woo, hallelujah. But now let me finish this out. Verse 4 says, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous. Oh, hallelujah. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous. But the way of the ungodly shall perish. See, the righteous walk in his word, and his word endures forever. Give God praise. Will you do that? We're talking about godly wisdom, folks. Amen, 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 amen. Come on, give him praise. Will you do that? Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name, dear Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory.